Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Before you go, where do you think you're going? You never reached here. Sorry. You think that's all?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me, can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hidden. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my doubt. The DNA ain't matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Ain't life a bitch, ain't no time to play around. Moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky.
Hello, welcome to The Purpose of Closure, your blog talk radio host, Cassandra Brand, a.k.a. Miss Alexis. We're getting back on track here doing these live talk shows because, as I've said before, we need to start using our platforms in a more useful way. And today our subject is going to be about The Purpose of Closure. And it's going to be on Volume 1, How It Began. And all callers are welcome to call in, ask questions, If you have read the book, if you know of the book, call in. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. I will be reading from the introduction, the description, and the first and second chapter, the very short chapters, very easy reads. People love them. I get texts and calls and emails all the time. And I mean, I really believe in my heart. I really do believe in my heart that this is going to be a really special movement. And callers, you are welcome to call in at 347-857-2805. That's 347-857-2805. So let's just get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? Let's not waste any time. And we're going to be starting from the book description of who these books are really for. Now, there's 12 volumes altogether. I have already published three, and the fourth one will be coming out very soon. But the first volume is How It Began. And after the 12th volume has been published, my objective goal is to have it turn into an episode of movies so that this story can roll off of paper and become alive. Because that's what God tells us to do. Write your vision on a tablet and run with it. All right? Okay, so this book is not just for Christians. This book is for the young ladies lying on their backs right now. This book is for the wannabe pimp who thinks he has it going on. This book is for the dope pushers who have poisoned our community. This book is for the ministers who have seduced our purity. This book is for the corporate man and woman who thinks no one knows or understands their secret fetish. This book is for the pervert next door, the tricks, johns, and sugar daddies, the females and males who have identity gender issues, and the freaks to be freaked and freaked to be freaked. You ask? What is a freak? Am I in this book? If you weren't, you wouldn't have read this far. This book is for the rich, poor, saved, unsaved, and backsliders. This book is for the users, accusers, mentally, emotionally, and physical abusers. This book is to bring a diverse to all people. Now that dedication, people say, wow. You're going to find yourself somewhere in that book. Yes, you sure will. I had stopped reading because this part right here is, it states, this is also for me as a stripper. I was a professional escort, an adult model, a filmmaker, help madam statuses with over 40 girls working for me, a dominatrix. I was a drug trafficker, alcoholic, coke snorting, paper shifting, controlling mind, manipulating diva. I've done it all. And I prayed, paid tithes, and continued to serve God through it all. I suffered being the other woman with and without having the knowledge of it, you know? And you will definitely find yourself in this book, okay? Now, that was the dedication of it. Now, the greetings, what inspired me, I put it in the greetings of this book. It says, greetings to all that have taken the interest to hear what I have to say. God has anointed me to write this book. I've been commissioned by God to share everything and hold nothing back. I must keep it real and raw to expose the works of the devil's underground operations and his kingdom of darkness. My purpose is to inform and inspire you of God's faithfulness and love through it all. This book of closure is about many doors in my life that has been opened, revolving, cracked, and slammed shut. I will begin telling you about it with my childhood, becoming a teenager, and growing into my womanhood, developing as a responsible adult. I never understood why it took me so long to complete this book. God has given me a revelation. It's because I had no closure in my life. There were so many doors that had remained open and even inherited as generational curses. I never understood why I was living the lifestyle I was living, knowing of the anointing and calling on my life I carried as a child, but why I was living the total opposite of what God had planned for me. I walked in total disobedience for decades. I was compelled to write this book while driving up I-85 northbound to Charlotte, North Carolina, July 31st, 2008, approximately 10:30 p.m. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, "Now it's time to write your book and to name it Closure." I looked in the rear mirror to see if someone was in the back seat. Then I looked in the passenger seat because I felt a peaceful presence. I couldn't wait till I got home, and I immediately set up my computer and began to type this. Now, I know some of you say, "Oh, wow, that just sounds too made up." No, this is not made up. This is for real. I was actually driving, and I really did feel the presence, a peaceful presence of the Lord. The presence was so sweet, and it was so overwhelming, I really truly thought that somebody was in the car with me. It was a soft voice that you can hear in your heart, you know? You just never, never know when God is going to call you to your purpose. He'll allow you to go through things to prepare you to enter into your purpose. We really don't have enough time. Just those two little short reads was enough. But please tune in tomorrow, same time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll continue to discuss the first volume of The Purpose of Closure, how it began.
Right where you are, somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, call his name now. We're standing in his face. How would you act? Call his name, Jesus. I'm ready. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, call his name, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Turn it up for me. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's it, because you have relationship calling his name, not because you've been instructed, but because you have relationship. Somebody say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah, to break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's do it together. There is power.
There is power.